And Professor Berta Levavi-Sivan is helping the starving children of Uganda to eat. Now, this may seem unlikely, a connection from afar, but this is how it began with a visitor from Africa.
I am a world expert in reproduction of carp. And he heard my lecture of how we manage the carp here in Israel. You know that we eat a lot of gefilte fish. We have a traditional dish out of carp. This is our number one fish. So we grow a lot of carp here in Israel. And I became an expert in all the aspects. And when I finished the lecture, he just walked after me outside the classroom and says, we have to do something with Lake Victoria. And this is how this starts.
Lake Victoria in Africa, in Uganda, in fact, close to several other countries in Africa.
Yes, Lake Victoria is surrounded by three countries. 40% of Lake Victoria is Uganda, and the rest is between Kenya and Tanzania. And they all share the same fisheries, and they all live on the lake, and all the three of them, I think, don't have any other connection to the sea. This is their only large source of water, fresh water.
And they have their own local species of carp?
Yes, they have the African carp, which is different from the Israeli carp, but it's a carp. It's a Prince Carpio. It's similar enough to the Israeli carp. This was the research that we conducted for the last 4 years there. But eventually we apply from what we know on the Israeli carp to the African carp.
And they had had a situation where over the years, over the hundreds of years, the local people had been eating those carp, not wiping them out, just collecting the ones that they needed. And then something drastic happened. What was the big change?
The big, huge change was the insertion of the Nile perch, which is a predator fish, a huge fish. It can go up to 200 kilos. And you can imagine how much other small fish this large fish should eat in order.
That's 2.5 times my weight.
Right?
That's huge.
That's really huge. But these are the very large specimens. It can go from 50 kilos to 200 kilos, and still it's a huge fish. And he used to be at the Nile River, and he was transferred from the River Nile to the lake something like 50 years ago. And what happens, especially in the last 10 years, it's that was the extinction of more than 300 species in the lake. Among them, these three species of carps that most of the population like to eat. But what happened is that local, small, poor families that used to live around the lake, and historically the father of the family used to go with the small canoe to the lake and to fish two, three fish just in order to serve them as a part of the dinner to his children, and now he couldn't find any fish. In the frame of the project, we wanted to spawn this fish, and we couldn't find any fish in the lake. We need to go to the rivers in order to collect the first 20 fish that started this project.
What made you think, look, I need to do this, and how did you go about it?
We decided that we want to help the population. But it's important to mention that all the Nile perch that you meet in the supermarkets all over the world are coming from Lake Victoria. There is no domestication of the Nile perch. But on the other way, to the poor families that live around the lake, it was a disaster because they couldn't find their dinner anymore. And especially for children, malnutrition without any source of protein, because meat is very, very expensive. It's a disaster.
What did you do?
So what we did, we decided immediately that we can't touch the lake. But what we can do and what we know to do is to make aquaculture, to take those last fish that we found in the rivers, to reproduce them, to induce their spawning, induce their reproduction. We have now 4 farms in Uganda. The farmers, 2 of them are women, the farmers came here to Israel for a long period of time and studied and learned how to induce spawning of the carp, how to grow the fingerlings, how to feed the larvae, how to feed the small fish, how to close the life cycle of an Israeli carp or the African carp, which are very similar, in captivity. And when they came back to Uganda, this is what they did. And they end up with small fingerlings of carp. So now we have these 4 farms that are producing the fingerlings.
But you can't put the fingerlings back into the lake, Can you?
We can, but we don't want, because they will be eaten immediately.
So you leave them in the pond?
Exactly. So we leave them in ponds, and we want to reach the small villages that are far away and more small, and the population is more poor. So we currently have 14 villages, which are all in the area of the lake. And the plan is that every village will dig a big hole. It's not even a pond. It's really a big hole in the middle of the village. Every village like this has something like between 10 and 15 families, many, many children, of course, for each family. And the farm give them a few hundreds of these carp fingerlings to produce in the pond. So we just put them in the pond and they grow there, because the water is very rich. It's rich in algae, it's rich in zooplankton, so you don't even need to feed the carp. And they will grow, and if we will start with something like 2 centimeter fingerlings, we will end up with something between 10 and 15 centimeter long, which is a real fish that children can eat. And every mother will go twice a week to this pond, will fish out 2 to 3 fish, will clean it up, will put it in boiled water, and will serve it as part of dinner to her children.
Professor Bita Levavi-Sivan, based at the Rehovot campus.